The brightness off the snow adds to the day. One of the things that we have, we're blessed with, even in short days in Alaskan winters, is that the snow on the ground sort of doubles the sunshine. And when you have the fresh snow out there, like we, from what we had yesterday, where the winds haven't come yet and it's still on the trees and the boughs and the rooftops, it's a bright, bright day outside. So I hope that brightness is reflected in your spirit, that you're lifted up and encouraged. There's been a lot of joy this weekend in this room. This room looks a little different than it did yesterday. I wanted to thank those who came and gave such an effort to the festival we had yesterday, the fellowship, the meal, the enjoyment of one another. A lot of visitors came, really a chance to meet a lot of our neighbors, and we really had an uplifting time. Before we get into the lesson, let's go to our Father in prayer. Precious Lord, dear Father, we praise you and pray that in all things we glorify you, Father. Please help us to be yours, to be obedient to you, to lift you up in our homes, in our hearts, at our workplaces, as we travel through our days with our neighbors, so that when you're lifted up, Father, folks can be drawn to you, as your Son said of himself, that your person can be known through your word. Please help us to be submissive to your word. Please help us to be humble and faithful in all things, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The microphone seems a little bit bright today, so I'll keep my volume down. So how's your marriage doing? How are your friendships? I just saw some smiles out there when I said that. I didn't see any elbows. You know, sometimes you get elbows. I saw smiles when I said that. How are your friendships? How are things at work? How's your relationship with your children? How is your personal life? You know, there's a solution pattern for all of these things. There's a source of information and direction and guidance for everything I just mentioned and beyond. We just read a little bit of Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is the longest book of the Bible, for those of you who pay attention to such things, but it's entirely in praise of the Word of God. And so we just read a few verses of it, but in that, in this particular section that we read, therefore I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. God's precepts cover the breadth of our lives. And the writer of this psalm, those who praise God through this psalm, are thanking him because his word has an effect, has something to say about everything we do, every part of our lives. And wherever your anguish is, if pessimism or disappointment, that's not really the word I want, more of a disorderliness or a disagreement. If your life is more driven by anguish than by joy, by disappointment than by satisfaction, God's word is a place to go. God's Word is the place to go for all of these things. God never says to us that we won't be hurt. He never says to us we won't be imprisoned for our faith. We won't be beaten for our faith. We won't feel abandoned by those around us. But He always says, I'll be with you. He always gives us a greater reason to rejoice than there is to give up. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of this wonderful book reads this way. God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days He has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He made the world. He is the radiance of His glory and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels as He has inherited a more excellent name than they. In John 1, beginning of the Gospel of John, we're told that Jesus is the Word. We're given that identification of Him. That the Word was with God in the beginning, and then in verse 17, and the Word became flesh. We have the very Word of God walking on this earth in the person of Jesus Christ. And in Hebrews we're saying God has repeatedly, habitually, continually, if you will, spoken to the people on this earth. He did it at various times and in various ways. Over the centuries, it was done by the prophets. But now it's done through His Son. In His Son, we have victory. In His Son, we have life. In His Son, we have light. We have love. We have confidence. We have power. All because He is the manifestation of the very person and Word of God. Word of God. We spend a lot of time in the Valley congregation, and I continually wish that we had more. We spend a lot of time having classes studying the Bible. Our children's, our little children's classes go from Bible story to Bible story to Bible story to help give our littlest ones a connection with the person of Abraham, the stories about Moses, the victories in David's life, the prophets who walked on this earth and brought to Israel the Word of God. Jesus Himself, who came and lived and loved and performed miracles. And then, of course, Paul in his writings. But then we go to our middle grades. And in our middle grades, we try to start in Genesis and go all the way through the entire Bible in the 3 or 4 years that they're in those grades. The entire Bible, where the little ones get the highlighted stories, our middle grades get the intention is if our children are in our Bible classes through those 4 years, they will get the full breadth of Bible teaching from Genesis to Revelation. Whenever they enter into it, hopefully they'll catch up with all of it before they finish those grades. And then to our older classes, we're constantly trying to be practical and to apply Bible teaching to life. Whether it's our own faith and obedience, things that build and magnify and things about the truth of God's Word that build our faith, or grow our faith, establish our faith, or whether it's the adult classes where we're going back into the Word up here on Sundays, we're studying James. Wednesday nights, we're studying how to apply our lives through the Bible as Christians. The ladies are constantly going from one Bible subject to another. The Tuesday night men's class is studying the very character of God by looking at the Word. On and on it goes, and yet never is it enough. There's more to be learned. The Bible has more to teach us than we have time to learn it.